Gaza's paying a high price in war. Christians call for prayer. Kazakhstan tightens restrictions on believers even more. And a ministry shares encouraging news and a Rambo project to Honduras. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As the world watches the Israel-Palestinian conflict in Gaza, you're probably saying to yourself, there's nothing you can do. The World Evangelical Alliance says you can make a difference, though. WEA's Jeff Tunnicliffe says they issued an open letter to government and Christian leaders to end the fighting. He says while many around the world have taken sides, Tunnicliffe says,
now is not the time for casting blame. We've got to deal with the real issues, obviously, but now we must seek an end to the conflict, which is impacting so many innocent lives, both in Israel and in the Gaza Strip. We've already seen 250 children that have been killed.
WEA is issuing a global call to prayer this Sunday. He says Christians have a responsibility to respond.
We respond to those in need out of our love for God and our faith in Christ. In the context of responding with aid, I think there are also some very significant delicate moments there about how you share your faith in those kind of contexts.
Next, truce efforts are intensifying as fighting in Gaza continues. The violence is prompting the Palestinian Bible Society to call for a worldwide time of prayer for peace and encouragement for the church. According to an Open Doors field worker, although Christians in Gaza aren't gathering because of the dangerous situation, they're praying with each other by telephone. Pray for the remnant church as believers struggle to keep their heavenly citizenship in perspective. You're listening to Mission Network News. How would you like it if your government put restrictions on the way you worship? That's exactly what's facing Christians in Kyrgyzstan as the nation's president has signed a restrictive new religion bill into law. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association describes it.
There's a ban on, quote, aggressive action aimed at proselytism. There's a ban on the distribution of religious literature, print, and audio-video religious materials, and de facto compulsory re-registration of all registered religious organizations.
The law requires 200 adult citizens permanently living in Kyrgyzstan to allow for church registration. Griffith says existing churches are at risk.
A lot of them are concerned if they don't have the necessary 200 members to register a church, they won't have the right to function at all. And it would depend on how vigorously, I suppose, that they enforce this. I mean, it could have a really significant impact on evangelical churches.
Pray the government won't enforce the new law. Meanwhile, China's Public Security Bureau evidently compensated Pastor Bike Zhang Mingxuan for their agent's harassment of the family. According to a report from China Aid, the government covered the medical bills of his youngest son, who was badly beaten by PSB officials. They also covered the fine for breaking the family's lease on their apartment. Pastor Bike is the head of the Chinese House Church Alliance and has been targeted before with arrests and threats for sharing the gospel. And when it was launched, it was affectionately called the Rambo Project in Honduras. It's a fast-moving, high-impact community transformation project, and international aide Sandy Hudson says there's nothing but good news to share a year later.
We are currently in about 38 villages, primarily in Lempira and Santa Barbara, working with the village leaders around what the needs are for those villages and bringing them solutions like the dehydrate water filter, but also building Lorena stoves, building latrines, as well as setting up village pharmacies.
Contact with the gospel comes through the mission team that helps and from the church connections in the region. IA is the catalyst to hope.
So many of the people in the villagers are believers that what we are bringing them reaffirms their faith, that IA is there for them, but more importantly, that Jesus is there for them. And we're just doing what Jesus does every day for them.
Pray this program continues to grow even as the church gets stronger. You can help. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association, now in its 75th year, is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, The Peter Daneka Senior Story, Missionary to the Russian World and Founder of the Ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.